Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a thick, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew, or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Carrie Carlton, a woman of great wealth and dark mystery, and with a reputation for being arrogant and cruel, has called Penny Gibbs on the telephone and insisted that Penny come to see her. Having been warned by Freddie to stay away from her, Penny decides to see Professor Rogers before she goes to the Carlton mansion. She knocks on the professor's office door.
Hello, Professor Rogers.
Well, Miss Gibbs, come in.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
Oh, just correcting a few of this month's examination papers, and believe me, I'd much rather talk to you. How have you been?
Fine, thank you. You heard that Mr. Williams and Freddie got the loan for the dairy, didn't you?
Yes, Freddie told me about it.
Did he tell you why the bank decided to give him the money?
No, he didn't, but... Well, I gather Freddie must have convinced them that he was a changed young man.
Oh, that's exactly what he did do, but not the way you'd expect.
Oh?
Actually, he gave Mr. Norris the bank a frightful bawling out.
Oh, what? They got the money that way?
Mr. Norris explained to me on the phone that he liked Freddie's spirit.
Oh, now look here, Miss Gibbs. Someone's joking with you. Banks don't lend money on the basis of personality.
Well, no, Professor Rogers. It did go deeper than that. You see, Freddie said something to Mr. Norris about wishing he'd gone to jail for his mistakes instead of being punished by people who just wouldn't forgive him.
Oh. So that got him alone, did it? Well, it should have. Good for Freddie. I'm glad he had the courage to say it. Oh, won't you sit down, Miss Gibbs?
Thank you. Just for a minute, though. I really don't know how to explain why I came to see you, Professor.
Well, do you have to?
Yes. Yes, I'll have to confess I'm not here just to pass the time of day with you.
Well, no, I didn't expect that. But I hope you're not in trouble.
No, not yet.
You expect to be?
Oh, no, I don't expect to be, but Freddie does. And he was so certain of it that I thought I'd better come here and ask you a question.
Well, go right ahead and ask.
Well, it's a little personal, Professor Rogers. You'll probably be angry at first. But, give me a chance to explain the reason.
Never mind explanations, Miss Gibbs. I'm sure anything you ask me will be perfectly all right.
Well, this is a personal question that isn't meant to be personal.
Well, personal or not, I'll be happy to answer it if I can.
Oh, you can quite easily, but you don't have to if you don't want to.
Well, let's not worry about that. What do you want to ask me?
Have you seen Madeline Dodge lately? I knew I shouldn't have asked. I had no right. Let me explain.
Well, much as I hate to admit it, I saw Madeline Dodge last evening. There's nothing I can do about it either, Miss Gibbs, at least not for the present. It's her money that's built my new laboratory, and great many of the men in the science department
I know are dependent on the laboratory for their job.
That's right.
I'm awfully sorry if she's forcing herself on you, but things like that don't last forever.
Well, I hope not. But why do you want to know if I've seen her lately?
I want to know if she said anything to you about me.
Oh. Well, no, no, not a thing. She's asked about you several times.
And she's asked how Freddie and Mr. Williams were getting along with the bank loan?
Yes, she did ask me that. I was surprised she even knew until she told me Nora told her about it. I was a little suspicious when I heard the loan had been refused because Madeline's father practically owns the bank, you know.
Yes, I know. Your suspicions were well-founded, too, Professor Rogers. I don't know where Madeline got the information, but it was she who caused the loan to be held up.
Well, I'm not surprised, not at all. But what does that have to do with you?
Nothing. Except it's proof, isn't it, that for some strange reason or other, Madeline Dodge is going to do anything and everything she can to hurt my friends and me.
Well, yes, I'm afraid that is true. But Well, she'll soon tire of annoying you, Miss Gibbs, just as she'll soon tire of pestering me. I hope.
Oh, poor Professor Rogers. You just don't know what to do about anyone like Madeline Dodge, do you?
I never knew what to do about any woman, Miss Gibbs. That's what I'm really sorry about. But we won't go into that, will we?
Not just now, if you don't mind. I'd rather finish what I started when I asked you about seeing Madeline. You see, a very strange thing happened to me a little while ago.
Strange? How strange?
Very strange. I got a telephone call from Mrs. Carrie Carlton.
Carrie Carlton?
Yes, do you know anything about her?
No, nothing except that she's very rich, rather old, and a little on the unpleasant side, I hear. Do you know her?
No, not at all, and she doesn't know me either. I mean that we've never met. We don't have any mutual acquaintances, at least none that I know of.
None that you know of, with the possible exception of Madeline Dodge.
Well, that's what I was getting at in asking you if you'd seen Miss Dodge lately. Has she mentioned anything about Mrs. Carlton?
Well, only that the old woman was back in town and she wishes she'd leave town and never come back.
Well, then they're not very friendly.
From what I hear, Mrs. Carlton doesn't care for friends.
I heard that, too. She'd never seen going anywhere with anyone except a servant or a chauffeur. I guess it must be true. That's part of the reason I can't understand why she wants to see me.
Carrie Carlton wants to see you?
Immediately, she insists. Professor Rogers, you don't think Madeline Dodge is behind this, do you?
Oh, I don't see how she can be. I understand Mrs. Carlton is the kind of a person who does things solely on her own, and she has, well, no patience with other people's suggestions.
Then you don't think I'm satisfying another of Miss Dodge's whims by going to see Mrs. Carlton?
No, I don't think so, but... Well, Linda, you know, I'm not a very good judge of women. You want me to try and find out?
No, there isn't time.
Why? Is there a time element in this thing?
Yes, Mrs. Carlton insisted on seeing me right away.
Oh.
So, if I'm going to her house, I suppose I better get going now.
You don't really want to go, do you?
Well, feminine curiosity is really getting the better of me.
What's there to be curious about? The inside of her mansion?
Oh, no, I'm hardly as interested in that as I am in wanting to know why she wants to see me.
You don't know why she wants to see you?
No, I don't. You wouldn't say.
Well, this is strange.
You think I'm foolish to go see her?
No, I wouldn't say that. It doesn't seem possible that you'll be in any danger or anything like that. But it's just odd that a woman you've never met would insist on seeing you for a reason she won't reveal.
That's what I don't like about it, Professor. She belongs to Miss Dodge's kind of people, if she belongs to anyone at all.
Miss Gibbs, she doesn't belong at all. She's definitely all by herself. And primarily because that's the way she wants it, I think.
You think? You mean there might be another reason?
Well, I've heard vaguely that there's something in her past, some scandal or something, that's made her bitter against life in general and people in particular.
Well, she certainly can't have any bitterness toward me. Who am I to her?
Someone she wants to see for some mysterious reason.
Just mysterious, though. Not dangerous.
You're undecided as to whether or not you should go and see her, and you want my advice.
No, I decided to go see her even before I dropped in to see you, Professor.
Uh-huh.
I just thought that you might give me some information that might help me face the unknown.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't. You want me to go with you?
No, thank you. I have an idea she expects me to come alone. I don't think I'm going to enter the gates of that castle of hers and never come out again, though, do you?
No, no, I don't think so. But if you'd like me to follow you in my car as
no,
far as the gate,
thank you, just the same. It's not what's on this side of the gate that worries me. It's what's on the other side. But then I'll know that, too, in a while. Because in a little while, I expect to be driving through that gate.
Come in.
Mrs. Carlton?
Yes, Miss Gibbs. It's about time you got here. What kept you
I'm
so...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Carlton, but I...
Sorry? I hate people who are sorry. If you do what you're asked, when you're asked, you wouldn't have to be sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't ma'am me. You're not a servant. And don't just stand there. Come in and close the door.
Yes, Mrs. Carlton.
Now come over here where I can get a good look at you.
Mrs. Carlton, I don't think...
I don't care what you think. When I tap my cane like this, I want you to do what you're told. And I want you to come over here and sit in this chair in front of me. Come on.
Yes, Mrs. Carlton.
That's better. Now sit down.
Mrs. Carlton, really?
I said sit down.
Very well.
Now look at me. Directly at me. I want to see your face.
Mrs. Carlton, isn't there some mistake about this?
Quiet, young lady. I'm angry at your tardiness. Don't force me to dislike you more than necessary. Take off your hat. I can't see your face as well as I'd like.
There, can you see it now?
Fairly well, but not quite well enough. Turn on that lamp on the table beside you.
This one?
Yes. There's only one.
There, the light's off. Anything else?
No. That light is very bright. Strikes you full in the face. And you are very pretty even in that light. Yes, you're a very beautiful young woman. Not too beautiful, however. Turn off the light. It's most unpleasant.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
There, that's much better. Now, are you in love?
Well, I don't know.
Never mind. Every young girl is in love. There's not even one smart enough not to be. You've had considerable business experience, I understand.
Well, yes.
And it's been executive work, I hear.
Most of it, yes, but I...
You'll kindly allow me to finish, Miss Gibbs. It's rude to interrupt, and I don't like rudeness.
I'm very sorry.
Don't be sorry. Just don't do anything to be sorry for. Miss Gibbs, you're very pretty. Too pretty for my purposes. You're very young. Too young for a great deal of responsibility. You're highly intelligent. Perhaps too intelligent for what I want you to do. But I'm going to use you just the same. Because I think you can be trusted.
Well, what does Mrs. Carlton want Penny for? Why has she chosen Penny at all if she doesn't have the exact qualifications? With what is she going to trust Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef, and it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now your local announcer.